people do things that are wrong. There are occasions when we may speak about somebody's, say, sinful conduct. May have some very good reasons. Say, to protect a person from following another person's bad example. But notice, and this is where, sisters, and I mean this, a priest now over 50 years, one of the great gifts of the priesthood is, here is, a good memory remembers what should be remembered and forgets what should be forgotten. That's a good memory. And part of this good memory is to forget what should be forgotten. And I think I should tell you this, sisters. I think I told you from the age of 1 to the age of 16. I say this, I was brought up in a household of all women. I tell you this, just women. My mother and the women boarders she took in. I know women. God bless you. But it is one thing to know that somebody did something which is wrong. It's something else to talk about that with others. And that is the sin of detraction. And what we see about another person was a mortal sin, and we were not justified in saying it. You may hear this again. We commit a mortal sin. Do you still hear me? One reason, sister, why it's so important to write, so we don't just babble and talk without thinking. And writing helps the mind to think. You know beforehand what I should say, what I know and I should not say. And for me as a priest, sisters, one of the great gifts that I thank God for, He enables me to forget. To forget. So many things that I know which should be forgotten. And I must say this, sisters, is not easy for women to do. Did you know that? And speaking to women like yourselves, to forgive is to forget. Again, we commit the sin of calumny, and we damage a person's reputation by telling lies about an individual. Does anybody here, don't look anywhere, is there a copy of the New Testament here in this room? And sister, if you would find in the New Testament, the letter of St. James, chapter 3. Chapter 3 in St. James' letter. Do you have it? Now, it might be good otherwise because it's a lot of time. Could you pass that book on? Thank you. Chapter 3. The chapter is on abuses of the tongue, says James. Behold, even the ships great as they are, and driven by boisterous winds, are steered by a small rudder, ever the touch of the steersman pleases. So the tongue is also a little member, but it boasts mightily. Behold, how small a fire, but how great a forest it kindles. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is placed among our members, defiling the whole body, and setting on fire the course of our life. He itself set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and serpents and the rest is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but the tongue no one can tame. Sisters, over the years in teaching theology, and by now retreats to, I'm sure, thousands of people, I have told them that we are only as holy as our tongue follows and obeys the eighth commandment. And the eighth commandment, not only, watch it, not only in not telling lies, but the eighth commandment in telling the truth, sharing the truth. That's why we have a tongue. Page or next page, what is a lie? A lie is speaking a falsehood with the intention to deceive. It is speech contrary to the mind. It is withholding the truth from someone who has a right to it. And sisters, I know what I'm talking about. First of all, I know myself too well. As a priest, I have counseled, and only God knows how many thousand people. How important it is that our minds know the truth. And that is why I keep repeating, sisters, you'll be very busy. You have so much work to do. Father, you don't know who you're talking to. Now tell them, would you please write? Writing does two wonderful things. It, first of all, controls our minds. Our minds by themselves, sisters, here it, are a wild jungle. You name the ideas, and there's no limit to the wild ideas that our minds can have. So writing controls our mind. As I've said, I'm sure, more than once, people can talk without thinking. You cannot write without thinking. You can scribble, you can scroll, but you cannot write. Write to control your mind. And secondly, if you're going to live a truthful life, we must